Can you talk a little bit? You mentioned clinical trials as an option and also other JAK inhibitors. Can you talk about what we know about other JAK inhibitors that have been evaluated and are being evaluated in clinical trials?
Sure. So there has been a broad pipeline of JAK inhibitors that have been tested in this disease. There are three additional JAK inhibitors in addition to ruxolitinib that has a frontline approval in MF and second line approval in PV and is currently undergoing phase three studies as a second line in ET. The other three drugs are pactinib, momelotinib, and fedratinib. Pacritinib, its differentiator is that it might be active and is active in individuals with thrombocytopenia as well as those without thrombocytopenia. I presented at ASCO a couple years back a randomized phase 3 study that showed that pacritinib was superior to best alternative therapy for decreasing splenomegaly and symptoms in individuals with myelofibrosis, including those with thrombocytopenia. There was also a specific study looking at individuals with low platelets of under 100,000. Now, that trial had a brief clinical hold, part of it due to risks that were associated with bleeding. It was identified that just based on the significant adverse risk selection of the patients we included in the study, that was likely a driver of some of that disproportionate mortality that was seen. The drug was taken off of a hold and is now in an active clinical trial seeking approval, trying to identify the minimally effective dose and to further solidify the understanding of the safety before a potential approval, in particular in individuals with marked thrombocytopenia. Second, there is momelotinib. Momelotinib, a JAK1 and JAK2 inhibitor, previously in randomized studies, a frontline study versus ruxolitinib demonstrated non-inferiority for control of splenomegaly, so those were equivalent. It had been seeking to be non-inferior for symptom improvement. It was slightly inferior. So the third endpoint, which was to improve anemia and thrombocytopenia, was non-evaluable because it was slightly inferior for symptoms. So in aggregate, in frontline, it failed compared to ruxolitinib, however, was very close. There was a lot of aggregate benefit for the use of the drug. There was a second line study that also demonstrated benefit that's being actively evaluated for to see whether there is a path forward, either with or without an additional clinical trial.